Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
All right, people. You've been listening to all kinds of goodies that we created while traveling in Ireland. And this is literally the first time I'm back in the studio since we're back from Ireland, creating new opportunities for you to learn about wonderful places to go to. And you know... Well, maybe you don't know. Maybe you're a new listener. And in that case, hi, all y'all, and welcome aboard. And come back every week. Same station, same time. And you can find every show podcast at travelers411.com, the interactive side of our family of award-winning websites. And every interview, every show is archived for 52 weeks. Simultaneously, we archive the audio with show notes, links to the websites of the people we talk about and talk with and sites relevant to their destination or what they do. All of that you'll find at sabrams.com and travelers411.com. So I have to tell you in the meantime that tomorrow, go to my blog, sabrams.com/blog. And if you scroll down just a little bit, you're going to see a big long list. On that big, long list, you will see the TV stations across America, including Hawaii, where Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams will debut tomorrow in the 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern time zone time slot. So if you're listening in Central or Mountain or Pacific time or Hawaiian time, you have to subtract the number of hours from 5 p.m. So on the West Coast, it'll be 2 p.m. Hi, all y'all in Los Angeles. So go and tune in. And I know you're going to love it. I'm going to take you with me. So pack your duffel bag, get your passport. And if we're traveling around the U.S., look at how simple that is. You don't need a passport. And we'll be ready to go. So now that we're home, nice to be back in the studio. We're going to go off to Florida this hour, and there's a specific reason. We've talked with some hoteliers maybe as early as October, November, maybe even earlier, located on the west coast of Florida, located in the most southern areas of Florida. Because I meet far too many people who offhandedly make it clear to me that, because you know the questions I'm going to ask, like where are you planning to go next? They're ready to jump in and tell me where they're not going to go. And one of the things I hear again and again is that, well, they would have gone to Florida this year, but after the hurricane there. No, it's not after the hurricane there. It's after the visuals they saw in TV news that dramatized whoever got hit worst. And what was remarkable to me, that was in 3 days of the hurricane, the Betsy Hotel in South Beach was open and operating, and the only reason they didn't open the next day was that their staff was scattered to the four winds because they evacuated the area and they had to get them back to South Beach. And we talk with people on the west coast of Florida. And the damage was we lost some plants. You know, a couple of our palm trees got beat up. Yeah, we lost a shingle or two on the roof, but that was fixed within 24 hours. Our restaurants and everything, or our pool area, everything is, our rooms, open, operating, normal. You wouldn't have gotten that from watching TV. You got a very different story. So I thought it'd be nice to start off this new year, even though it's February. It's still the beginning of the year, because we have a lot of work to do here. I have literally rolled up my sleeves, because we got to balance the scales in your mind so that when you start making plans for your next holiday, your next meeting, your next reunion, your next group event, whether it's business or pleasure, you don't wipe Florida off that list of possibilities of places you'd like to hold this event. I spent a little bit of my life in Florida. I lived for about, I'm going to say, 9 months in Florida when I was a little person. In fact, our family, my father, bought a little beachfront restaurant that was open for breakfast, lunch, and until about 4 in the afternoon when the beach traffic dwindled, right on Ocean Drive and about 11th Street in South Beach, Florida. Would what we owned that today. Wouldn't that have been nice? You actually see that property next to the Clevelander Hotel in South Beach. You see that property when you see the beginning of Miramax Films and they start with a zoom in South Florida, in South Beach. You can see where that restaurant was that my family owned. Pity that we don't have that today. But anyway, moving right along, I want to take you off to Hollywood, Florida, just above Miami and that strip going northward toward Fort Lauderdale. And we're going to do that right after this.
Stephanie Abrams' travel shows are brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. The BSO presents a semi-staged performance entitled Bernstein's on the Town with conductor Keith Lockhart, Saturday, July 7th at 8 p.m. at the summer home of the BSO, Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts. Get tickets at 888-266-1200 or bso.org.
On the line with me is Ed Walls, the general manager of the Diplomat Beach Resort. You can check him out while we're talking at diplomatbeachresort.com. But if things have gone right, they've already created a photo album at travelers411.com. So go to travelers411.com and click on member photos. And the last in is the first up. So you're going to see them right at the top of the first page of photo albums of places that we've interviewed. And maybe you can just follow along as we talk. Thank you for making time, Ed. We have hardly had any time for you and I, for you and me, to talk. And yet I love you. Do you know why?
Why is that?
The communications I got back when we were in the midst of setting up this interview and I was setting it up through a third party was that Ed is so enthusiastic about talking to you and the like, and you just sounded like, you know. But it's also one of the reasons I like to interview GMs, because to be a general manager of a hotel or resort, you need to be a positive, upbeat, forthcoming, congenial, charming chap who can handle the chef quitting, the air conditioning go out, and pet a child's head or a dog's head in the lobby of the property while you're dealing with all that swirling around you, and smile and ice skate at the same time. So that's the nature of the general manager. But you're my kind of, the answer is yes, now what's the question guy.
That's very funny and somewhat true some days, that's for sure.
Well, let's first of all talk about you. Where'd you grow up?
Actually, I grew up in Florida. I moved to Florida when I was 13 to Orlando before there was a Disney. Lived there for a couple of years and then moved to the west coast of Florida in Clearwater.
So you're older than Dust, are you?
I'm sorry?
You're older than Dust? You moved to Disney before Disney?
Yeah, that's right. It was a different kind of Florida in those days,
oh, no
that's
kidding.
For sure.
So at what point did you recognize you wanted to be in travel and tourism?
I think it was when I was in college. I started working, actually when I was in graduate school, I started working as a front office person. And
where was that?
It was in Washington, D.C. I went to American University and undergrad at University of Florida. But I've always kind of been, I spent a lot of time in restaurants, a lot of time in hotels early on in my career. And by the time I got out of school, I said, you know, this is kind of fun. You know, these are really cool places to go to work. And I really love the people and the interaction. And so here I am,
well,
many years later.
It's a good thing that you mentioned the fun part, because every now and then I meet people who do very serious jobs that benefit everybody. But I couldn't do that one day, let alone day after day, because it's dangerous or it's depressing or it's, you know, there's something about what they do. There is goodness in what they do, but what they do isn't the upbeat experience of the everyday life of somebody in the travel business, even though people in the travel industry will complain and complain about the challenges that they face and the difficulties they face and a lot of things that are out of your control, like economics and politics and weather conditions and Lord knows what else that's, you know, beyond your control. And I'll say to them, so are you going to leave the industry? Oh, no.
Oh, no.
We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back and find out about Ed Walls, general manager at the Diplomat Beach Resort in Hollywood, Florida, after these important messages. Pay attention, people. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Keith Lockhart with an invitation to join me and America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, at Symphony Hall.
This spring, the Boston Pops celebrates American music icon Leonard Bernstein, plus tributes to Disney, Hollywood, and more. The Pops season begins May 9th, so get your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre- and post-theater dinners and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over five decades. Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Tickets are now on sale for the 2018 Tanglewood season, entitled Bernstein Centennial Summer, celebrating Lenny at Tanglewood. Maestro Andras Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors lead the Boston Symphony Orchestra in timeless classical masterpieces. Reserve your space at Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. Tickets are now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit tanglewood.org.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
Movie show travel itineraries with dots on maps. I want to do better than that and take you traveling by TV. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Join me on Sundays on my new show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Plan to sit right beside me. We'll explore travel for fun, business, reunions, weddings, honeymoons, families, and sports adventures, reaching homes in Boston, New York City, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Dallas, Houston, Nashville, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and more cities across America. Our affiliate TV stations are listed at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog. And at biztv.com. Let's take off traveling together when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays.
Adria Griss is a medical insurance advocate, a medical billing expert, and the founder and CEO of MedWise Insurance Advocacy. She has helped clients worldwide with their health insurance reimbursements, reduce overcharges on medical bills, and ensure that medical claims are being processed correctly. Over 20 years ago, Adria began her career as a senior claims analyst for a travel insurance company. Today, Adria runs successful and innovative business advocating for those caught up in a quagmire within the healthcare system. In less than 2 years since MedWise Insurance Advocacy was founded, Adria recovered almost $1 million in medical expenses that insurers have tried to block or healthcare providers erroneously charge. Adria speaks frequently to consumer groups, associations, and insurance professionals and has received multiple awards. She has been featured on CBS News nationwide for her work as a medical insurance advocate. Her website is www.medicalinsuranceadvocacy.com. Adria Griss can be contacted directly at adria@medwisebilling.com or 845-238-2532.
The magic is happening at Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass. One of New England's most popular attractions, the village is a unique, entertaining world of fun, fantasy, food, and fragrance for the whole family. It's also the world's largest candle shop, where kids and grown-ups can make their own candles. The village is home to the enchanting Black Forest, where it snows year-round. Santa's Workshop, where he welcomes visitors every day of the year. And the Bavarian Christmas Village, filled with sparkling holiday ornaments. In addition to over 400,000 candles, you'll find toys, gifts, and more from great names like Pandora and Vera Bradley. And with tasty treats from Yankee Candy, Fresh Fudge, and Popcornopolis, every day is a holiday. Or sit down with the family for a wonderful meal at the award-winning Chandler's Restaurant. Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass., where families come for the candles and stay for the fun. Take the Mass Pike to I-91, exit 24.
around the world this hour. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have on the line with me Ed Walls. Ed is the general manager of the Diplomat Beach Resort. You know why I'm hesitating, Ed? I wrote down on my worksheet where I scribble stuff that I need to know about my guest.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote down diplomatic.
Diplomatic.
Yes.
Well, we'll try to be diplomatic today, that's for sure.
I'm fairly certain, as the general manager, being diplomatic at the Diplomat is something that you do daily.
It is. That's for sure.
So, when did you arrive at the Diplomat?
2011, and it was the Westin Diplomat at the time.
Yeah.
And I was here, and then in 2014, Brookfield Properties bought the hotel and transformed it to the Hilton soft brand called Curio, and we renamed it the Diplomat Beach Resort.
Well, just recently we had on Trish Berry, and we've also had on Efren Aponte. Trish Berry is the general manager of the Ames Boston Hotel, which about maybe 6 months ago or less became mm-hmm. the first Hilton Curio property in Boston. Maybe by now there's another one. I'm sure there will be more because the Curio brand is they're clearly uniquely special mm-hmm. and kind of trendy, chic, delicious, from what I know of the brand so far in its emergence. And so as soon as somebody says Curio, I have a vision in my mind of what to expect. But maybe you can run over for us what you can expect. What are the features and benefits of the Diplomat Beach Resort in Hollywood, Florida?
Well, I think one of the things, and this kind of goes back to Curio, we chose the Curio brand simply because the Diplomat has been here since 1957. It's been an iconic part of South Florida. It was one of the four or five major hotels that really put South Florida hospitality on the map from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. And so part of our rebranding when we looked at the hotel is to, how do we make it iconic again? How do we make it a local gathering spot? And then what attributes do we need to have in place to make the Diplomat really that focal, just amazing hotel in South Florida? So in the transformation, we added four restaurants. We added two really great celebrity chefs, Jeffrey Zakarian, who you may see on the Food Channel every now and then. He's on Chopped and, Cooks versus Cons and so on. He has an amazing restaurant called Point Royal. It's Coastal American Seafood. It's just been a great restaurant. We have two other anchor restaurants. One is by Michael Schulson out of Philadelphia. It's called Monkey Tail. And it's Robitiaki and sushi. And we have this really fun, curated, speakeasy kind of bar behind Monkey Tail. It actually has four karaoke studios, so we've really had a lot of fun with both those restaurants.
What was the word you said before sushi?
Robitiaki.
What is
that? Which is a Japanese style cooking that we use. It's skewers of fresh meats, seafood, vegetables. It really is a neat cooking style. We actually slow grill them on the grill.
You know what? You're torturing me.
Yeah, it's
you really
good
are
stuff.
Because I didn't know I was hungry until you started to talk, and now you are torturing me. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Maybe in that quick commercial break, I'm going to scrounge around here and see if there's something to munch until we come back right after these commercials. Pay close attention, people. We're talking with Ed Walls, the general manager of the Diplomat Beach Resort in Hollywood, Florida. Don't leave me. This is Stephanie Abrams.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. For details, visit Amtrak.com. That's Amtrak.com.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV. On your time.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. 945.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Attention, are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
We've got Ed Walls on the phone. He's the general manager of the Diplomat Beach Resort in Hollywood, Florida, which is just north of that whole Miami area. And he's made me hungry, actually. I've just finished eating some snacks because we don't have any of the good stuff that you were talking about. But when I leave here, I am heading directly to a Japanese restaurant because you have destroyed me. So, we left off talking about the restaurants at the hotel, but before we get into the other features and benefits of being not only at the Diplomat Beach Resort, but in Hollywood, Florida, exactly where is the hotel located?
It's located, it's located about 12 miles south of, no, actually 10 miles south of Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport, and about 20 miles from South Beach on the north side, and we are actually right in between Fort Lauderdale and Miami, close to both airports, 25 minutes to Miami International Airport, and about 15 to 20 minutes from Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport.
That's fantastic.
Right on the ocean.
Okay, so if you were in South Beach and you were driving north on Collins Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Does that road change names to US 1 or A1A or something else at some point?
Yeah,
or is it still...
I think the state road is A1A all the way down, but it goes from Collins to when you hit the Broward County line, which is where Hollywood is, it actually turns to Ocean Drive.
Okay.
And we're on South Ocean Drive.
Okay, so you're on South Ocean Drive. So are you on the side of the street where the beach is? Because there's a little part in there where there are hotels on the beach side of the street. But once you get up by Fort Lauderdale, all the hotels are on the left side of the street when you're going north because the whole right side is beach.
That's right.
So
that's right.
Where are you?
We are south. We're in Hollywood, so which is not Fort Lauderdale, but we are right on the beach. In fact, when you walk from our pool down the ramp, you're right on the sand. Our pool bar and restaurant called Playa is right there. And we do beach service there. We have a great team that does water sports on the ocean, both non-motorized as well as jet skis. And we are definitely on the beach, that's for sure.
I could use a dose of the Diplomat Beach Resort Hotel today.
And the weather's beautiful. It's about 70 degrees and not a cloud in the sky.
Listen to you. Go rub it in. We're in the glorious north. You know, we managed to escape the 17 degrees below zero Fahrenheit weather that was upon us in, December, January, while we are in Ireland. People ask me all the time, why do you go to Ireland in the winter? It's like, better I should stay here in up to my nose in snow. I'm not a skier. But, you know, for people who like winter sport, and snow is gorgeous. It's wonderful. It's exciting for about a week. And then it wears thin.
Yeah, I hear you.
So your sunshine's sounding good to me. How many rooms do you have, accommodations for sleeping?
We have 1,000 rooms. 96 of them are suites. And they all have fabulous views of either sunsets, the skyline of Miami, or the fabulous Atlantic Ocean. So it's it really is a beautiful place.
1,000 rooms? Man, you are huge. You're a big place.
Yeah, we we really do a good mix of high-end leisure business, folks that just want to come and relax,
But you're a great place. Don't. You're a great place to have a conference or a convention. You've got to have meeting room space with 1,000 rooms.
A lot of folks don't know that we also have 200,000 square feet of meeting space.
Is that all?
That's right. In a building right adjacent to the hotel. And you could have 1,000, 2,000 people having a meeting. And if you're a leisure customer at the pool, you wouldn't even know there's a meeting going on.
Why?
It really is well designed, the way that the building's laid out.
Because they're in a separate building?
They are.
Yeah, that would do
it. But it's a 50-foot walkway between the two buildings, so it's really very close.
Right. Yeah. You know, I've been to hotels that have been very clever that way. I can think of one in Brazil that's a family resort, and you would never know there are children there because they have this little river through the property with a little island on it, and they put these little bridges between the landmass and the little island, and all the children's activities are on the little island. So you've done that, the adult version, for the business and group.
That's right.
For the group business.
Yeah,
and,
right.
You know, because when, you know, that can be cumbersome. But, you know, when you've got a big commercial group and then you've got leisure people, but, you know, you seem to have worked it out smashingly.
Yeah, it works great.
So, we talked a little bit about the waterfront area and the, you know, beach service and water sports and whatnot. So how big is the beachfront?
It's the entire length of the property. It's probably several hundred yards long. And the beach is decent size. In fact, we just re-nourished it this year.
I understand you did a lot this year, speaking of re-nourishment. What'd you do? I saw some very hefty dollar figures that were infused into bringing the Diplomat Beach Resort, which you can visit people at diplomatbeachresort.com. And if you've just joined us, we're talking with Ed Walls, the general manager of the hotel in Hollywood, Florida, between Miami and Fort Lauderdale, right on the beach. That's a big issue because there are a lot of hotels that are just across the street. And, you know, when you get into Fort Lauderdale, maybe that's not so terrible. But when you're lower than that, where there are hotels on both sides of the beach, I don't understand why anybody would want to be on the other side of the street when they could be on the beach side. So that's very cool. But I'm really interested in, you know, kind of really digging into, there are an awful lot of options from South Beach to the to Boca, for goodness sake, or Palm Beach. Why Hollywood? Why the Diplomat? Why should people choose your property over other options?
Well, you know, one of the things that you just mentioned, the investment we put in the hotel in the last 2 years.
So what'd you do?
Is a $100 million investment.
Is that all? Can I tell you that my senior producer, David Isby, and I could have done it for half?
I'm sure you maybe.
Absolutely. What
Maybe.
Did you do for $100 million?
We should have hired you to do it.
Next time.
But we redid all 1,000 guest rooms in the hotel.
What'd you do? When you say you redid, what'd you do?
Totally redid the rooms. We had new carpet, new bedding, new design. It's a much more open, airy design. It feels much more like Florida. The colors are bright and airy.
What are the colors?
Kind of blue and mauve a little bit, depending on where the views are in the rooms. But it really is. It does have a more of a nautical feel to it, but not quite, not cheesy. It's a really nice feel.
I would think $100 million ought to buy you something that's really nice.
That's right. When you check in, you go, whoa, nice room. So we did the rooms. We also did the lobby. The old hotel had a lot of really... a lot of interesting design in the lobby, but we really opened it up so you could see the ocean when you checked in.
Oh, wow.
We moved the bar to, it's now an indoor-outdoor, really neat bar that has nano windows, and those are really a fancy name for, they slide open, so you can open, a day like today, we have the windows open, and there's a bar on the outside and a bar on the inside. And it overlooks the infinity pool and the Atlantic Ocean. So it's a nice, really nice resort feel when you check into the hotel.
For my listeners,
restaurants, The restaurants surround the bar area, and you really have a nice central feel to it.
For my listeners who are unfamiliar with the term infinity pool, explain what that means.
Well, it's a fancy way of saying the water really filters over the top of the coping on the side of the pool and goes into a filter system there. So it looks like there is no sides to the pool. It just continues to run. So it has a nice feel to it.
Is the pool designed so that when you are standing or sitting in certain places at the right angles or whatever, it looks like the pool and the ocean blend together?
I think you have to eat. It, to a certain extent, it does. The pool we're talking about is on an upper level, and then we have a whole other really large pool we call the lagoon pool down below that has a waterfall flowing into it.
Oh, yum.
The pools are integrated in that there's an occulent or a open circular area that is transparent, and you can actually see the pool below. And if you're down below, you can see people swimming above you.
Wow.
So it's nice, and it's really a nice feel to it.
Very nice. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come back, because there are a couple more things I need to know about that you need to know about. So stay with me. This is Stephanie Abrams. Don't go away. Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, Baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Follow Ireland's wild Atlantic Way along the coastline from Kinsale to Malinhead, Ireland's most southern and northern points, and wend your way through charming towns and villages where you're sure to find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, and fish and seafood caught in Irish waters prepared into mouth-watering meals created by skilled chefs waiting at a table set for you. To complement the experiences of your day exploring Ireland, let the mist of the sea embrace you as you walk along the beaches or ride horseback. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you: music, art, dance, architecture, history, literature. Take a course in surfing or maybe a cooking class, all by the side of the sea. And there are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares and accommodations, from B&Bs to cozy country castles. Visit your travel agent in Ireland.com.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company, licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
This
alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Biz Talk Radio.
Movie show travel itineraries with dots on maps. I want to do better than that and take you traveling by TV. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Join me on Sundays on my new show, Travel TV with Stephanie Abrams, airing coast to coast when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Plan to sit right beside me. We'll explore travel for fun, business, reunions, weddings, honeymoons, families, and sports adventures, reaching homes in Boston, New York City, Miami, Orlando, Tampa, Dallas, Houston, Nashville, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, and more cities across America. Our affiliate TV stations are listed at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog. And at biztv.com. Let's take off traveling together when it's 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays.
The magic is happening at Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass. One of New England's most popular attractions, the Village is a unique, entertaining world of fun, fantasy, food, and fragrance for the whole family. It's also the world's largest candle shop, where kids and grown-ups can make their own candles. The Village is home to the enchanting Black Forest, where it snows year-round. Santa's Workshop, where he welcomes visitors every day of the year. And the Bavarian Christmas Village, filled with sparkling holiday ornaments. In addition to over 400,000 candles, you'll find toys, gifts, and more from great names like Pandora and Vera Bradley. And with tasty treats from Yankee Candy, Fresh Fudge, and Popcornopolis, every day is a holiday. Or sit down with the family for a wonderful meal at the award-winning Chandler's Restaurant. Yankee Candle Village in South Deerfield, Mass., where families come for the candles and stay for the fun. Take the Mass Pike to I-91, exit 24.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street in New York City between 2nd and 3rd Avenues, featuring their signature frozen hot chocolate. And before you leave, pick up a copy of Stephanie Abrams' novel Rumors from their unique gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
Around the world this hour, it's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
My new best friend, Ed Walls, is on the line. I just love his style of delivery, and clearly he has not only the knowledge, but the passion necessary to be the general manager of the Diplomat Beach Resort in Hollywood, Florida, which is on Florida's East Coast, north of Miami and south of Fort Lauderdale. So it's in a great spot. But before we get into talking about where it's located and why you should choose to stay in that location, I'm really interested in what I always regard as the ghosts of celebrity guests past. The Diplomat Hotel was for decades the place that fancy pants people would seek out. Who were some of the guests of the that heyday period in the 50s and 60s?
We had, boy, it was really a mecca for a lot of Northeast entertainment. I think when Jackie Gleason was doing the Jackie Gleason show in Miami, live from Miami Beach, we were hosting the Rat Pack. Frank Sinatra played New Year's Eve here. Liza Minnelli stayed here. We just honored Anne Margaret for the Fort Lauderdale Film Festival at the hotel. We got really cool pictures of Sammy Davis Jr. and a lot of the guys from that period of time, Tony Bennett and so on. So we got a little black and white kind of going on here sometimes, but it's fun, and everybody in town, you know.
What does that mean? You have a little black and white going on?
Well, let's see. I look at these old black and white pictures, from that '60s period of time, and those guys look very young then.
Yeah. Well, and regrettably, some are gone. And you said Sammy Davis Jr., and my head said Smokey. Smokey is what Frank Sinatra used to call Sammy Davis Jr. And I learned that from someone I adore. She passed away while we were in Ireland in December, Keely Smith. And she and Frank had a little romance going on there while she was married to Louis Prima. All this stuff I got directly from her. So this is not, it's not true. Where'd you get that? Keely told me. That's where I got it. But, that was an amazing time in show business history with such talent and such camaraderie between that list of people, the whole Rat Pack group and, Joey Bishop and all those guys. And very cool. Just really very cool. But it's interesting, too. The hotel's location hasn't moved.
Nope.
So clearly this was a place people chose to be in. Why? Why would you choose to be in Hollywood today?
Well, Hollywood's kind of hot right now. There's a lot of good reasons for being here. One, nominated and chosen to be the number one beach in Florida, and it went up a couple of good ones on the West Coast. The Broadwalk, which is just north of the hotel, is this fabulous walkway that goes 2.5 miles on Hollywood Beach. If you're going north on the left-hand side of restaurants and shops and little motels, on the right-hand side is the Atlantic Ocean. It really is a pedestrian-friendly, family-friendly, easy access. It's got an adorable little downtown Hollywood with small shops and restaurants. And it was one of those towns that was designed in the mid 1920s. A guy named John Young, who designed it to look and feel a little bit like Hollywood, California, but he called it Hollywood by the Sea. And it really has been as the town grew, it kept all that local charm and the homes that are still Mediterranean style and that sort of thing. So,
Hollywood is a place that people who knew Florida 20, 30, 40 years ago should have bought property in.
That's right. Yep, that's right.
Absolutely. Well, I have to tell you, you have given me so much information and insights to motivate me that I'm going to see what we can do to come down and visit all y'all, the plural of y'all, to visit all y'all before this year is over, because I've got to see the place. So I hope all of you who are harboring some theory that there's a reason you shouldn't be in Florida this year, change your minds, because you're making a mistake. I'm going to head that way. Watch for the news on when. Thank you so much, Ed Walls, General Manager of the Diplomat Beach Resort in Hollywood, Florida, for joining us today. And Oh my gosh, we're out of time. We're flying high.
Apulco Bay, it's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.